Dan Hicks at the Saturday Light Brigade with canned music. Just before playing that, I mentioned how appreciative Ricky and I both are. Our 35th anniversary was on the 18th, not Ricky's and mine, but the Saturday Light Brigade's. And we've just been swamped with letters and emails, and we've been trying to respond to everybody, and we're really behind on that. So thanks for your patience. And I know some folks are we're not expecting you to respond, but no, we want to. So thank you if we haven't done that yet. And thanks for being here with us. One person who's been with us for almost that whole time, at least I can remember him playing, you know, maybe, yeah, I don't know, Jay. It's been at least 20 years.
Yeah, I was in elementary school and yeah. used to come over on the bus.
Yeah, that's back. We used to broadcast on on Steam. Yeah, people would listen on Steam. but
yeah, it's been a long time.
Jay's been around for a long time, and he has a new album called Greetings from the Wilderness, and is really one of this region's great singers and songwriters, and really, you don't always find somebody that not only writes great songs and plays them well, but also gets them across flawlessly, and that's Jay Hitt. So that's you.
It is me. The flawlessly scares me. But
well, okay. Flawlessly in terms of, no, honestly, in terms of just conveying honesty and emotion, you do that very well. So,
Thank you.
Why don't you do that for us? What would you like to begin with?
Convey something. Yeah, we'll do. I'll do the. This is Greetings from the Wilderness.
There's a place where I have been. Do not want to go again. I don't know. It's hard to put into words. When you hurt somebody dear, the odds are good you'll end up here. I don't know. It just seems to work that way. The blazing heat, the ice and snow, the holding on, the letting go. Greetings from the wilderness, a place that God would never bless, with time to sit and reassess the dreams we left behind. We rise, we wash, we eat, we dress, we take care of our business, returning to our bleak address. From the wilderness, you grow up strong, you grow up fast, embrace the future, lose the past. I don't know if that's such a great idea, 'cause one day you may look around to find a friend who can't be found. I don't know. They just seem to slip away. You look behind, and as you turn, you face the flames of the bridges burned. Greetings from the wilderness, a place that God would never bless, with time to sit and reassess the dreams we left behind. We rise, we wash, we eat, we dress, we take care of our business, returning to our bleak address. Greetings from the wilderness. the trees. The clouds are broken on the breeze. I don't know, but I think I might see the light. You turn around, the day is near. The air is sweet, the sound is clear. I don't know, but I think it might be all right. For in the song the morning brings, I learn the tune forgiveness sings. Greetings from the wilderness, a place that God would ever bless, with time to sit and repossess the dreams we left behind. We rise, we wash, we eat, we dress, we take care of our business. We ask until the answer's yes. Greetings from the wilderness. Greetings from the wilderness.
Jay Hitt at the Saturday Light Brigade. Is that a new guitar for you?
Yes.
It looks new.
I haven't beat it all up yet.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Tell you about it. Well, I had a Guild that I had used for some 35 years, and then it sent itself into semi-retirement, so I thought I would buy one more guitar probably. And I bought this. It's a Collings guitar. I think they're made in Texas, and that sounds good to me.
Yeah,
it does. Good from behind it, so I guess
it does. It's ringing out in a nice way. I mean, it's got I could tell right away. It's funny. I mean that in a good way. It's just, yeah, that's a little different. And then I looked and it seemed a little shiny.
I try to keep it nice.
I also, as you brought greetings from the wilderness, I have greetings from Boise, Idaho.
Ah, yes.
And Debbie. Graber says
sister,
hello.
Yes.
That's your sister.
My sister, yeah.
What's nice.
She's up early.
Well, she's it is early in Idaho. Are they 2 hours behind us, I guess?
I don't know, two or three. Either way, she's up early.
I'm still not used to this time change yet. And now you live on a farm or, you know, in farm country.
Out there in farm country,
and
yes.
We all, were told that the reason for daylight saving time was for the agrarian lifestyle. So would you be willing to forsake daylight saving time?
Well, yeah, didn't it kind of go out of style when we had the electric light?
Yeah. So I could get you to represent the rural community that it's supposed to benefit, because I'm still adjusting.
Yeah, it takes me a while, too, but I don't know. It's nice when it's light till 9
it is
or
nice.
7 o'clock, and I was out in the West, out in Oregon, and at daylight savings time, 11 o'clock at night, it was still light. So, because you're so far north and so far west that it's...
That's crazy.
Yeah, come July. August,
that's crazy to think of that. Wow.
Long day. Of course, in the winter, then, it's dark at 4 in the afternoon. So.
Yeah. Were you playing out there?
At that time, I was. Yeah, I've been out there. In fact, Debbie, who now lives in Boise, lived way out in Seattle at that time. So
what have you been up to lately? Have you been...
Been playing? That's what I've been up to lately. My daughter is getting ready to graduate from high school, so I've been booking some things up out of town when she'll start college. So I've become somewhat unnecessary on a daily basis, and that's okay.
Yeah, you're going to have an empty nest. What would you like to do next?
Well, when I put the appearance up on Facebook, I had some requests come in, and one was from a little guy who wanted to hear Fish Flakes, which is from the Show Me the Way to Your Heart CD, and that's the one I had done some years ago for the Humane Society, so all songs about animals, and this one being about a goldfish who is, excuse me, tired of the menu choices he has.
sun streaming in. I wonder what's for breakfast today. Oh, I'm just kidding myself. I see it there on the shelf. It's feeding time, and to my dismay, it's that same old food from that cardboard tube. My every meal, my constant entree. You know these fish flakes don't have what it takes to satisfy my soul. You know these fish flakes do not a meal make for fish made out of gold. Such as I am, I'm beautiful. I'd like to see the menu, please. I'll have a hamburger with cheese and a side of flies. Well, I know how this got started when you read in some book. He said don't overfeed him or he will pop. Well, that's insulting, you see, to think a goldfish like me wouldn't have the sense to know when to stop. So what could one bug hurt, one insect for dessert? Something different from the usual slop. That's right, these fish flakes don't have what it takes to satisfy my soul. You know these fish flakes, they do not a meal make for fish made out of gold. Not some stupid silverfish, you know. I'd like to see the menu, please. I have the hamburger with cheese and a side of flies. Well, the moral of this story is my life is a mess. From the surface clear on down to the dregs. To ever get this resolved, I'm gonna have to evolve and walk out of this bowl on my own two legs. Until that dream comes true, I'll have to trust in you. I get down on my fins and I'll beg. Hey man, these fish flakes don't have what it takes to satisfy my soul. You know these fish flakes do not a meal make for fish made out of gold. Yuck. I'd like to see the menu, please. I'll have a hamburger with cheese and a side of flies. Well, I'd like to see the menu, please. I have the hamburger with cheese and the side of flies. Waiter. Waiter, do you have a wine list? Never mind, I'll just have water.
Fish flakes from Jay Hitt here at the Saturday Light Brigade. That's a good album. I'm glad you mentioned Show Me the Way to Your Heart. It's still available, I suspect.
Yeah, a few of them around. Yeah.
Proceeds benefiting the Humane Society, and really a good record. And I was trying to think of other songs about the plight of the goldfish. I don't know too many.
There's not many writers that chant for goldfish.
And then I was also trying to think of what our life would be like if we just ate these little flakes of things. And then I was thinking, well, you know.
You think a lot.
I do. tortilla chips, kind of like that, yeah. Matzah, you know, coming down.
What
if our food just rained down from the sky and we ate it?
What was that book? Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, wasn't there? A children's book some
time ago. I didn't know that.
Yeah, where it did rain the food.
My goodness. Jay Hitt is here with us. So do you have any gigs coming up?
Yes.
I can check if they're not in your head.
You can check. They're not in my head. I'll be, where will I be? Downtown. I'll be Thursday. I will be at the The Civic Light Opera,
Backstage
Bar. I'll be there about 5 o'clock on Thursday. And yes, I see you're glancing at the website, which is being completely redone. Should be done in the next couple of weeks. I have a new site up there, so my calendar will be more up to date. And I've been playing quite a bit up in New York State. And so... So, yeah, busy. I'll think of what's happening after this Thursday.
So, well, that's a good way to go. So if you're looking for Jay, though, to hear him Thursday night, probably, 5:30, 6?
Yeah, 5:30, I think, yeah. 5:30 to 7:30 or so.
At the Backstage, right next to the O'Reilly Theater, which is a nice venue.
It is a nice venue.
It's a good place to listen and kind of an inexpensive place to do that, too. So most of the songs that are on Greetings from the Wilderness, you wrote, I'm trying to think that the official release was about...
Well, it was just in the past month.
Yeah, I was going to say about a month ago. Yeah. And so these are really fresh songs in terms of availability to the public. And did you try to do anything different with this CD that you've done in the past?
With this CD, yeah. Everybody that played on it was different. I recorded it in a different place. This was recorded in Montrose, New York, and produced by Lisa Jane Lipkin and Richard Martinez. And it was very interesting to work with the people up there, people that I didn't know. I mean, previously I've always worked with my brother Tom. We'll do a lot of... do a lot of the recording, do a lot of the instruments ourselves. So this was I wanted to do something a little different. This was it. And the interesting thing was playing with some wonderful guys simply based on their availability because they live up there. They could get in. Peter Kahlo played electric guitar. He works with James Taylor and Carly Simon. And bass player Lincoln Schreiber played bass. And once he plays with Steely Dan and so...
That had to be a lot of fun.
Great place. It was a lot of fun. So it was interesting to get other people's take on how these how the songs should go and what they wanted to add to them. So that was a lot different. And I think the recording came out very nicely, if I say so myself.
Yeah, I can't imagine working on something like that and like being able to figure out when you're done, right? Especially this day and age. Because you can always be tweaking it over and over. And at some point, you just got to say, that's it.
That's it.
I'm done. And
I'd never get anything else done if I didn't
got
to move on to something new.
I've done one song. It's really good.
It's really long.
And it's just exactly the way I like it. Can you do another one from the new CD?
I can. One called Love Is. You keep waiting half the night till you finally arrive. You give a little cry to let them know that you're alive. The happiness on all the faces gathered round is clear. They thank their lucky stars that you are here. Love is soft, love is warm, love is sheltered from the storm. Love is keeping you from harm, love is. You see her at a distance and you gotta learn her name. Together you discover that we're not all made the same. You're feeling all these feelings that you never knew there were. And everyone begins and ends with her. Love is bang, love is zoom, love is pow and kaboom. I love it, come up to my room, love is. Love is cruel and love is kind. Love sees all and love is blind. All confusion all the time, love is.
So the years go flying by, and you find yourself alone. One day comes a familiar voice on the telephone. The hand you held so long ago, you get to hold again. And this time you hold on until the end. Love is now, love is then. Love is gone and back again. Friend to lover, back to friend. Love is. And love is cruel and love is kind. Love sees all and love is blind. All confusion all the time. Love is. Love is dark and love is light. Love is wrong and love is right. And love is. Love is yes, love is no. Love is stay, love is go. Live long enough and you may know what love is.
Jay Hitt and the Saturday Light Brigade. A lot of likes coming. It's, gosh, this trying to keep up with all this stuff. You know, I posted, I'm not just typing for my own health here. I said, Jay is playing on the radio. Come and listen to Jay on the radio. And folks really like your music. Now, that song, I remember, I don't think you've played it live here before, but I think I've played it from an early copy of Greetings from the Wilderness, the CD that Jay's just put out. And the reason I'm bringing this up is I'm pretty sure I've played it exactly once or maybe twice. And as soon as you played it, I knew exactly what the song was. And I knew the chorus, and I knew that that is a real, some people call them earworms, you know, it just sticks. That's just a very memorable song. It's a nice, sweet, sweet song. Thanks. Be a good wedding song, too, actually.
I guess it would. Yeah. I haven't done it at one yet.
You've never done a wedding song.
But I've never done that song at a wedding.
That's what I was going to say.
I've done lots and lots of weddings.
I can only imagine. We were talking earlier about working New Year's Eve. that would not be your favorite time.
I did it years ago, but I got, you know, about 2 in the morning, I was, you know, people were knocking the speakers over, and I thought, well, this just isn't what I want to do. So early things on New Year's Eve are nice. But no, I don't... not so much anymore being out there.
You really, I mentioned it's tough because I've known Jay for such a long time. I want to be sure I draw him out a little bit so you know him better as you listen to the Saturday Light Brigade. I mean, you've been at this a long time and performing in different genres, singer, songwriter, kind of your current incarnation, if we call it. If that's the right word, pretty, you know, for the past 20 years or so, pretty consistently. Have you grown tired of performing at all? Or have you found that things have changed in terms of the venues you prefer? Or
yes, I prefer quiet, early venues.
Yeah.
As opposed to the 70s when they were late-night smoke-filled venues.
Well, yeah. I mean, you were playing with full electric bands, right? And
sure.
Places like the Decade.
You know. That goes back even further than we were talking. But, yeah, like playing 7 nights a week in the, over in Shadyside at the Decade, the Encore over in Shadyside.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Peters, the Rhino, all those places.
The Rhino, yes.
You remember the Rhino?
The Raspberry
Rhino. But what a difference. I mean, and how about audiences in terms of people listening and being attentive? Have you seen a change there?
Well, since some of the audience is the same people that were coming to see me then, yeah, they've mellowed out too. So. So, and they like the early shows, and they like the the not smoke-filled rooms. We were talking about that, playing in the bars when I used to play a place, the Red Door. And the Red Door had a stage that was about 4 feet high. So you were up near the ceiling where all the smoke was going. And I can't believe how many packs of cigarettes I was going through playing 6 and 7 nights a week.
I would never have thought about that. That's crazy. Yeah, so your head is right up there. You're like an experiment on secondhand smoke. That would be where to do the fish flakes, you know, having the fish flakes come down.
Through the smoke, yeah. So I don't miss that. Yeah, it's a lot. I don't know.
Well, it's kind of nice to see there's been quite a resurgence in intelligent songwriting singers and songwriters. Yeah. And younger folks, you know, also, in fact, the Swan event, which are women songwriters, is over at the New Hazlet later today, and they have they have a teen, you know, division, including, you know, folks around the age of your daughter. Sydney Wolfe, who's playing on the air here, is going to be one of the kids, and you know, it's nice to see people getting out the guitar, singing, writing songs. I don't think it ever went away, but sometimes it escapes the lens of pop culture, and then it comes back again.
Right. Oh, there are some great people out there, yeah.
If you're just joining us, Jay Hitt is here. You can learn more about Jay at jayhitt.com. And what would you like to do next?
I'll go back into the request bag, I guess. I had a request for a song called A Bad Way to Go, which is from Through the Window, I think, that CD. So I'll do that one. Every day the headlines say the same old thing a different way. This is bad, that's gone wrong, the world won't be around too long. I got a girl with a face so fair, I'm going home and meet her there. Hold a hand, I'm well aware of where my blessings are. She loves me tonight, she'll love me tomorrow, love me forever, I know. And if she loved me to death, well, all things considered, it wouldn't be a bad way to go. Well, my daughter came home with the flu, I helped her, cause that's what we do, we share things in this family, and that's how she gave the flu to me. I don't mind, it ain't no curse, I'm the patient, she's the nurse. I know when you've shared the worst, the best is right behind. She loves me tonight, she'll love me tomorrow, love me forever, I know. And if she loved me to death, well, all things considered, it wouldn't be a bad way to go. Well, there's so many things to think about when confidence turns into doubt. I don't have all the answers yet, but I think I learned a little bit. Love is grown from tiny seeds. You must tend to the garden's needs and water it. Pull the weeds and plant seeds of your own. She loves me tonight, she'll love me tomorrow, love me forever, I know. And if she loved me to death, well, all things considered, it wouldn't be a bad way to go. It wouldn't be a bad way to go. It wouldn't be a bad way to go.
A nice song. That's okay. Nothing will happen there.
Nothing's off the wall here.
We'll put up a bunch of your CDs if you knock those off the wall. That's okay.
Good plan.
Oh, yeah. Jay Hitt and the Cub Scouts. You've gotten the attention of the Cub Scouts that are here today to tour the studio. Some of them, I'll bet, play musical instruments. These are Cub Scouts from Pack 414. Of the Laurel Highlands, and they're here. Nice to see you guys here today. Jay Hitt has a new album called Greetings from the Wilderness. And I asked you before about different things in terms of, and you mentioned the recording process. Mm-hmm. What about the collection of songs? Any themes, or is it just really pretty much the new, you know, what you've been writing lately?
Yes, there's not really anything that ties all the songs together.
Yeah, because you've done some albums that have been that way.
Yeah, this one is just what was occurring to me at the time, I guess. And a lot of these stylistically are different from one another on the CD. So a lot of piano-based songs, and which I can't do here, but...
I didn't know you played piano.
I don't. That's why I can't do them here. It would be not pretty.
No, that would, I was thinking for a minute. Now you couldn't do that. But we should hear we have time for more. I'm curious about writing for you, though, and I don't know that I've ever asked you this, is how do these songs come about? Are you taking notes? You've got a pretty busy life.
Yeah. The ideas, excuse me, I've still got January stuck in my throat. For me, the idea of a song will occur, and then I try to, I kind of work from the outside in and then back out, I guess. If I can distill the idea into one point, I don't know an example.
Well, Love Me to Death, for example. Not to get too proprietary about the process, but were you thinking of the phrase Love Me to Death and then working?
No, I was thinking in that song of something that was good.
Yeah.
And so being good would be not bad. And so it would be, if one indeed had to be... was loved by someone to that degree, well, that would be all right, because if you're going to go anyway, you might as well go in some pleasant fashion.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, the music comes to me differently, different styles. I mean, I'm an older style player, and when these songs come, A Bad Way to Go is really more of a honky-tonk sort of piano song. And if you listen to the CD, that's the way you would hear it. But then I have to present it my own way. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's just interesting because you really have a range of styles. I think you've done just about anything you can with a guitar and a voice in terms of singing and presentation, as I think about the range, and a range of subjects too, from some very serious songs to some songs that are, you know, downright comedy routines, Patches or Men Carry Stuff,
right.
Some of those songs.
A song like Notes from Home, just about reminiscing on where you grew up and how your family communicated with each other, and
It's I think it's one of the secrets to your staying power, because your fan base keeps getting bigger and bigger. You can see Jay at the Backstage Bar this coming Thursday, happy hour time, just after 5:30, 6 o'clock or so, in downtown Pittsburgh, next to the O'Reilly Theater. You can learn more about Greetings from the Wilderness at jhit2ts.com.
Two T's.
No waiting.
And it's cdbaby.com is carrying that. I think iTunes is now, too. So
excellent.
All over the place.
Very good. Well, let's there's time probably for two or three more. What would you like to do next?
I thought I'd do a song called Longer Arms, which is from the new CD.
Once again, J Hit.
Everybody wants it, so everybody looks for the pure and perfect love that they read about in books. I read them too, I try to learn the things they have to teach, but I've never heard a word about a love that's out of reach. Longer arms, I need longer arms.
arms to reach across the miles and bring her back to me. Across the cities, the fields and farms, I will carry her to me along her arms. No one is an island, removed and set apart, and no one likes the feeling of a broken open heart. But put me in a crowded room with laughter all around, and without her voice beside me, I will never hear a sound. Longer arms, I need longer arms. Arms to reach across the miles and bring her back to me. Across the cities, the fields and farms, I will carry her to me on longer arms. Can you hear me, darling? And can you hear me? If seeing is believing, and if all in love is fair, I'll take off all my disbelief and hang it on a prayer that I will be the one that she comes back to by and by, that I will live to see the day that she falls into my longer arms. Longer arms. Arms to reach across the miles and bring her back to me. Above the cities, the fields and farms, I will carry her away on longer arms. I will carry her away.
That's a sweet song, Jay Hitt. Longer Arms from Greetings from the Wilderness. Songs are so well honed. It's always fun to hear these when you perform them live, because I catch things that I don't always catch when I listen to the records. Yeah.
When you're only 3 feet away from the...
I decided it's okay to call them records because they have been recorded. They're like records, like medical records, you know. So not phonograph records. Jay Hitt is here with us, and we have time for one or two more. That's up to you. These Cub Scouts are going to come in and say hello in a little bit.
I'm going to barge in the door.
Yeah, they're going to actually just come right through the glass.
I'm very excited. Let's see. Well, I guess I had a couple of requests for Notes from Home, so I think I will do that if that's okay.
Absolutely. It's a lovely song.
It's a song about the Cub Scouts wouldn't remember a time without cell phones and fax machines and computers, but there was such a time, so we left notes for one another.
But you can listen.
We would be.
You will remember Jif peanut butter, so listen for the product placement in this song. If my memory is right, you will
right.
Hear
I
you will hear Jif peanut butter somewhere in the song.
Beginning when we were quite small, Mom was leaving us notes in the hall. And I would come home in the afternoon when no one was around, look upon the table at the thoughts she'd written down. If you're reading this, I'm not here. Walk the dog. K Keep in mind that if it's raining, wipe his paws before you let him back inside. If you're sitting in the kitchen, I'd appreciate it if you'd put the jelly in the fridge, put the lid back on the Jif. I don't know why I did it, but I took that tiny tome and put it in a box I labeled Notes from Home. Sentimentality turned to facts when my father got into the act. He was a good man and I liked him, and I always knew he cared. But like most dads, he could lecture when he wasn't even there. If you're reading this, I'm not here. If you figured that one out, here's a list of things for you to do instead of hanging out. You can sweep out the garage, then feed the horses and the ducks. And if you wash and wax my car, I will give you 20 bucks. So I swept and fed and washed and waxed and polished up the chrome and put that message with the other notes from home. Knew we got cell phones, we got PDAs and pagers, and we got satellites to answer all our needs. So instead of stumbling around when you misplace them, you dial 1-800, where'd I leave my keys? And you can slip a microchip into the children, so you'll know before they wander very far. And the next time you get lost, don't you worry, 'cause we all know where you are. Rest easy. There's a girl now who's sharing my name. The more things change, the more they stay the same. And she leaves me little notes to tell me what's been on her mind. Since I grew up with this practice, I am not surprised to find. If you're reading this, I love you. If you're not, you ought to start. 'Cause I don't leave these things for everyone, just those who have my heart. I thought you'd like to know that on this pretty summer day, I was thinking of your arms around me, darling. By the way, next time you're sitting in the kitchen, I'd appreciate it if you'd put the jelly in the fridge and put the lid back on the Jif. Someone's trash is someone's treasure. Everybody has their own, and mine is in a box labeled Notes from Home. Notes from Home.
I'll never forget the first time I heard you play that song. I forget where it was, but I remember, now I am forgetting a little bit about it. Who was the woman that did the second verse? Did Cheryl Ann Hawk do that?
Oh, after we did a festival, yeah. I think Three Rivers, and Cheryl Ann Hawk did the
It was the first time I heard the song, and it was great. Guys, we're going to have you say hello as soon as somebody hands me a microphone, which he did. This was supposed to actually come here. So, and then Jay, can you do one more to play us out?
We'd love to have you do that.
What's your name?
Caleb.
And why don't you each just tell me your name, and would you like to give a shout out to anybody? So, do you have anybody you'd like to say hello to?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Okay. There you did it. What's your name, and would you like to say hi to anybody?
My name's Jacob. Hi, everybody.
My name is Brayden. Hi.
My name is Brody. Hi.
My name is Evan. Hi.
Hi, and these are all from PAC 414 in economy. Economy Borough.
Economy, yeah.
Okay. I was given a Freeport, somebody wrote in my notes.
My name is Josh. Hello.
Hi, Josh.
My name is Quentin. Hi, Dad.
A specific hi. Good job.
My name is Hunter.
Hi, Hunter. And can you come in a little closer? And you guys will get to listen to Jay live in the studio on his last song.
Hi, I'm Luke. Hi.
Hi, Luke. So I want to thank all of our guests today from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. It was a pleasure to have John and James with us. Marna Owens here, 16 years old and winning, you know, selected as a person under 40, you know, as one of the Fab 40. She's 16 years old and was honored last night by the New Pittsburgh Courier and other members of the community alongside of, you know, people in their mid-20s, mid-30s, just a really rising star. And she was here with us early this morning. And also thanks to Zach Dorn, who will be a puppeteer in residence coming up shortly. And, of course, to Jay Hitt. And Jay, we're going to have you close out. We've got a few minutes left. What would you like to do?
I will do My Little Corner of the World.
Oh, a wonderful song. And thank you for being here.
Thank you. Anytime.
Once again, here's Jay Hitt.
The evening news is kicking off with everything it's got. My kids are eating dinner, watching somebody get shot. How do I take them by the hand and tell them what is right and what is wrong? That life is not a nursery rhyme. Not now, not in these troubled times. When the sun goes down at night, I check the doors, I lock them tight. Looking on my little boy and girl. Turn out the lights and draw the shades and pray the Lord will keep them safe in my little corner of the world. My little corner of the world. When I was small, a stranger was someone I'd yet to meet. Nowadays a stranger is a shadow on the street. Be careful where you walk, be careful who you talk to, careful where you go. To love thy neighbor is the way, but it's hard to live the things we say. When the sun goes down at night, I check the doors, I lock them tight. Looking on my little boy and girl. Turn out the lights and draw the shades and pray the Lord will keep them safe in my little corner of the world. My little corner of the world. There's a little house and a fenced-in yard. There's a lot of love inside that house for when the times get hard. Hard times, they are coming faster than they used to do, and that's a fact. And every day's another test. We pass, oh, pass away, I guess. When the sun goes down at night, I check the doors, I lock them tight. Looking on my little boy and girl. Turn out the lights and draw the shades. Pray the Lord to keep them safe in my little corner of the world. My little corner of the world.
Join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade from SLB Radio Productions.